last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab, and today we have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome, sir, and it's a pleasure to be with you, dear listeners. Dr. Ali Alavi is a researcher in the field of Mahdawiyat and a research scholar in the Hafsa Ilmi of Qom. And today we are going to discuss some brief questions about Mahdawiyat with Dr. Alavi. The world is witnessing injustice everywhere, be it Pakistan. Like recently, there have been a number of teachers who were killed just for being Shias. Revolutionary leaders who say there's no God but Allah, there's no power beyond him, they are being arrested. And be that Gaza, the rockets are being rained down, be that any innocent people living in any part of the world, be that Yemenis, be that Kashmiris, be that anyone, any minor community around the world, they are being oppressed, they are being suppressed, they are being arrested, they are being harassed, and all are waiting for justice. Is it possible for the Imam of our time to come and gather all under one umbrella and provide justice?
We started answering this question from our previous show, and we said that when there is will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind something, it will definitely happen, and there is nothing that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from something to happen. We refer to even some Quranic evidences and verses of the Holy Quran that we said that the same case happened at the time of Suleiman, the divine prophet, and also the expansion of the leadership or rulership of the government of Yusuf, alayhi salam. And the way that Islam actually spread at the time of the Holy Prophet while it was starting from the Arabian Peninsula. We refer to the revolution, our own revolution in the Islamic Republic, and we said that the same way happened even not for a prophet, for just a person who was a believer
or
a just
believer. Who feared none but Allah.
Yeah, who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, we said that there are some hadith that they say that the Jesus, the prophet, is going to come and support Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and be after and behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and support him. So it means that the Christians will come and follow again Imam, and they will come under the flag of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Like the Islamic Republic and the events that had happened at the dawn of this Islamic Republic, that the elite of the society came and supported Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. We are expecting the elite of the societies will come and support Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Why? Because they understand the reality of Islam, the reality of this government that is going to bring justice for the people, bring happiness and prosperity for the people. So they will come and put their expertise at the service of that government, at the service of that revolution. So naturally, and let's say rationally thinking, it shows us that such a thing will definitely happen, and majority of people will come and will be under the umbrella of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The next point that is quite new that we want to refer to today is that when people are going to gather under something, I mean around an axis, usually it has to have some truthfulness inside it. I mean, by its truthful, people will gather, by the way that actually it wants to guide the people and the communities and the societies, people will come and gather around this axis of wilaya.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينَ الْحَقِّ. It is the mystery of hidayah and reality of this religion that gathers people, not the power of, let's say, weapons or the coups that are going to
gather people. So
gather
there's some special thing that's gathering them
this
together.
This is a key point here.
Yeah. We'll discuss more with you, Dr. Alavi. Let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we have Dr. Ali Alavi with us, helping us on some basic topics of Mahdawiyat. And today we are discussing, can Imam Mahdi, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja, gather all people around under one universal government? Dr. Alavi, you have been answering this question for the previous session as well, and in this session as well. And today, the important point that you are discussing is that there has to be something in common that will actually gather all people around the world, and that is truthfulness, that's the sincerity, and you mentioned, you referred to the verse of Quran.
True. Human beings intrinsically and naturally like truth. I mean, whatever you do with the people, when they come to this world, they are in love of truth and truthfulness. And they like a religion because it introduces truthfulness to them. So we have seen even in the conduct and seerah of the Holy Prophet that due to his good akhlaq and due to his truthfulness, people came to him. And يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ Group by group of people came and actually were attracted by the even akhlaq and morality and truthfulness of the Holy Prophet.
The ethics he bared.
So this is a mystery of revolution of the Holy Prophet, and it will happen and it will be repeated at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
And Imam Rida alayhi salam in a famous hadith says, and this is a famous hadith that all of us know, at least I think, this beautiful narration, that إن الناس لو عرفوا محسن كلامنا لاتبعونا. If people know the beauties of our words, if they just hear whatever we are saying, due to its truthfulness, they will come towards us. They will be attracted towards us.
Yeah.
So why word is in such a chaos? It's due to not having any news about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, not knowing who are they, what their messages are. So this is the problem that we are facing, to be far from Muhammad and Islam teaching.
Yeah.
So if people understand and learn and hear and know about the truthfulness of this religion intrinsically, or let's say naturally, they will be willing and inclined toward that revolution, and they will come and support it.
Yeah, indeed.
Next point that I want to refer to is that in hadith we have that Imam Ya'ti bi'amrun jadid. That is, when he actually appears, when he reappears, people will say that it's a beautiful religion that we have never heard of.
Yeah.
It means that how some teachings of the Holy Prophet were twisted and were actually distorted at the time that the people were waiting for the Imam alayhi salam. So
right.
When they see again, a person comes with the same message that the Holy Prophet came with the beautiful, presentation of that.
When the religion of Muhammad, peace be upon him, will be revived, they'll feel like it's a new religion.
Very true. Very
yeah.
True.
We'll discuss more with you, Dr. Ali Alavi, but let's take a short break here and we'll be back in a while. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're discussing about some basic questions on Mahdawiyat. And today we are discussing how is it possible for Imam Mahdi to gather all governments under one umbrella. And Dr. Ali Alavi, you have been helping us throughout these sessions. And we have been learning that when it's Allah's will is there, when Allah's desire is there, nothing is impossible. You have already referred to some of the examples from the history, and you are helping us more.
Thank you very much. So we said that there is another point that will attract people to be inclined, to be attracted by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his revolution, are the beauties of his repentance. We said that he يَأْتِ بِأَمْرٍ جَدِيدٍ He will come with a beautiful presentation and manifestation of truth, and also elimination of superstitions and bad teachings. So people will be attracted to him. The next point that it is worthy of referring to is that, like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same way that the Imam alayhi salam is kind towards the believers, to the lovers of him, ruhama baynahum, that is, among the companions of the Holy Prophet was very kind.
Kind
among,
to his
but
companions.
In front of his enemies, he was very harsh. He was very actually firm in standing in front of the enemies of Islam. Ashadda ala al-kuffar. He was very strict in confrontation with the kuffar and infidels.
Yeah.
The same conduct and the same seerah will be seen in the behavior and in the revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. From one side, we have that he's ashfaq alayhim min aba'im. He's even more kinder than their parents, their fathers.
Okay.
To whom? To the believers, to those who actually are going to support the imam.
Okay.
From the other side, he said, Ashadda ala al-kuffar. He's very strict in front of the infidels. So we know that at the time and the era of dhuhur or reappearance of Imam, people are tired of this kuffar, these infidels, those who are oppressors.
Yeah.
So he's very strict with the oppressors. When they see that, for example, one stood in front of an oppressor and he's not going to come down and he's not going to be lenient towards them, people will get happy. Today, world is lacking a charismatic personality who stands
in front of oppression.
You see, I want to give an example, sister. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, taught us to stand in front of oppression. And what happened? Now, if you go outside of Iran, you see that all the people, even inside those oppressor countries, they admire Iran for his resistance in front of this oppression.
Yeah,
you
indeed.
See? And it is not due to being, I mean, Iranian, we are exaggerating on this sense. No, we have seen it. We have seen it before, and we have even seen these emotions in person from those who were actually admiring us for having such a stance in front of the oppressor.
Whenever you stand against oppression, naturally, those having that insight within them, which is a natural insight of hating oppression and being on the fair side, just side, you naturally get attracted to it. I was just amazed by seeing a frontline, the front page picture on the Wall Street Journal yesterday when I don't know which date it was, but I just saw it on social media. On one side, it was Imam Khomeini in the plane getting down and people just holding him from right and left. And on the other side, it was a comparison showing Ayatollah Khamenei, and on his right and left were Putin and the president of China, just like, because these countries have not bowed their knees in front of the world powers, and they have agreed to this, that if a country is in sanctions for just 4 years, it will get destroyed. But the resistance that Iran has shown, the resistance that these leaders have shown, the fair outlook that these leaders have shown, now all the world powers that are showing resistance or will to show resistance towards arrogant powers are actually seeing Iran as a role model for themselves.
Very true. So we see that when they see such a manner, such a treatment in the behavior of Imam alayhi salam, they will get inclined toward him and they will be attracted by Imam, and they will automatically will come and support Imam alayhi
Indeed.
Salam. So all these points and factors that were mentioned, they will all give us this good tiding that Imam will be able to collect all the people under one umbrella.
Yeah, indeed. Inshallah, and let us ask Allah for that much life to witness all that. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us.
Thank
you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.